Brothers and sisters, what does it mean to be owned by states instead of ourselves? This question is akin to that first blog question of mine. Do you know how I know you're a slave? I.e., a lot of good folks take umbrage at this notion. I recall when I was hawking books, a man's angry reaction when I said, until we own ourselves. He replied, nobody owns me. I'm my own man. And I said, okay, let me introduce you to Sebastian de Grazia and what he had to say. That you can't be free if you're not free from necessity. And then, of course, he agreed with me. That's true. I mean, you see what I'm saying? It's like when we have these authentic discussions, we come more and more and more together. This is why they're so suppressed, these conversations. Because our body's truth is the same in all of us. None of us like to be forced. And we all know that if hunger is gnawing at our belly, that's force. We can be made to do. And this is old news. Power has known this from day one, since class begun. And being free from necessity, by this de Grazia did not mean states feeding us like pets, but our being self-determining, our feeding ourselves. So when I read in the winter 2014 issue of Slingshot, multiple articles on the theme of what is really doing something to end this system and what isn't, when I hear activists for a classless society, a classless world, speak of doubt about the efficacy of their actions, I think of that little child who found a box to bury his true self in and turned his back on his deep wish to be acknowledged in his own skin and to be with others also so acknowledged. It's time to return to that burial site together with our brothers and sisters and demand the world we wanted and needed as infants. We were right, and the adults in our lives were misguided. Return to that burial site to save each other and our children. We must insist that right must live.